Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Top of the day to you, and I welcome each and every one of you all to another prophetic experience, time of prayer. We're getting ready to take time to begin to pray. We have entered into a new month, the second month and the first day of 2023. And there's some alarming statistics. If you view it via Google in the World Wide Web, you'll find that we have more mass shootings and criminal activity in 2023 in just January, in the alarming time in history. So that means that we are headed to a very difficult and challenging year. But as intercessors and prayer warriors, know and understand how to be point men in the spirit realm. They will be able to cut off a lot of demonic forces and principalities of demons that are called death spirits. The death spirit is rising in the land, in all areas. It's nothing new to the generation of people, nothing new to the world. But for us, we have to be in position, gatekeepers and doorkeepers, and those who are carrying the title in the position need to really understand we are in some dangerous times. However, the grace, the power, and the mercy of God continue to push us. But how many know that we are in a major changing in the United States of America. For so long, America has played the Russian roulette game in the area of morality as it relates to our world and especially this country. As we prepare to go into prayer, we need to focus our prayer specifically in areas of our own personal life first. Then, as we pray things in our own personal life, then we will be able to engage in powerful warfare. Most intercessors and prayer warriors, we are always praying for others. And once we're done, the backlash and the spirits of retaliation come after us. They come after us based upon what we didn't pray for ourselves. We know that battle fatigue is a big thing in the world because many people have bailed out, threw in the towel, and refused to go further because they allow principalities and power to speak to their mind, thought, and will concerning the Spirit of the Lord God. For example, we have a lot of people who are dealing with things in their lives after stepping into the duty in the warfare of ministry. Now they're blaming God for what's going on in their life. The truth be told, we all deal with consequences. But the truth be really told, we are in position where we really don't need to be because we have not developed or grown or matured in that area. So therefore, because the agenda of people who have made saw your gift and told you you were all of these great things. Some of us step out into areas and arena that we're really not qualified for just yet. Just because you graduated from a high-tech university and great colleges and Ivy League and historically black university, and you name it. It doesn't give you the power and the ability to think you can take on strong demonic principalities and power that have ruled the earth since the beginning of time. Your ability comes through your experience. Your experience gives you power to stand against the test of time. Your testing of time moves you from looking at a watch on your arm or the clock on the wall, but operating in the experience of how you were able to fall down, get up, stay strong, and maneuver in the kingdom of God without blaming God for your issues, but begin to stand on the word of God for your power. We as believers must continue to stay steadfast, unmovable. Oftentimes, we look at our money and our financial portfolio and our great life as the key to the answer to God's power and presence. No, that's part of it, but that's the farthest thing from the truth. Our relationship and our obedience is a major down payment to everything. But at any time, you can file for bankruptcy spiritually in your mind. That means you can have all of the money, the houses, the cars, the wealth, and mentally you can be bankrupt in your mind. You have people that have everything they need, but they mentally and spiritually bankrupt because they don't know what to do. Their mental capacity, their reasoning, they feel that they can do everything, but they can be bankrupt in their mind. When you deal with a person that's bankrupt in their mind, then it means that money holds no value to them and their life is just another vapor. Solomon called life is a vapor. So as believers, we have to move beyond the materialistic mindset and what the genre of the world have introduced to you and stand on the word of God. As prayer warriors and as intercessors in the ministry gift that you carry, it all requires tremendous warfare. Anytime you divorce the world and get married to the kingdom of God, a ceremony change. You move from being in contract with a person to being in covenant with God. And when you enter into a covenant with God, the enemy does not want anybody that's a covenant maker in the kingdom. So therefore, his intensity and his fight is even greater against you because of the power of what you know concerning him in the world. So when you were in the world, you found out all the secrets of what the world was doing, the ways of the world, the things of the world, or what we call the game. You know, oftentimes I tell people, game, recognize game. But when you recognize game from the world, you get into the church and you gain power from God. So when you gain power from God, game, recognize game. But you carry power to gain. So as believers, we have to use the power to what God has given us to recognize the fiasco of the world and the gains of people and be able to stand on the word of God to bring them to restoration, healing, and breakthrough. But because we oftentimes crosses over into the greatness of God, we forget about what we've been through our life experience. That simply means your testimony become nine and void because what you want the people to believe is you're this perfect little person in an imperfect body. You don't tell them it's imperfect body, but you're perfect in all areas. Then the challenge begins because the challenge begins the moment you don't give God the credit for who you are. Because after all, the Holy Ghost is the keeper. You're just a creeper. You're just a creature that needs creation to cover the manifestation of the problem. As believers, we have to be strong in every element of our life, our walk, and our relationship. You know that your job, your responsibility, and your commitment to God requires a life set apart. Now, how do you set apart a life when everything in life becomes almost part of everything that you do? So you have to have a balanced mind and a balanced thought through your relationship with God. The kingdom of God now requires intercessors and prayer warriors to be able to know that you're going to be attacked because of your ability to intercede and intercept on the kingdom of God. So as you're preparing to pray, we have to know that there's a cost to our intercession and our interceding and our intercepting, because no one will be able to do what you're doing. On the front line of life, you have to be the one that will be the target in the target range. Your prayer life, your word, your frequency, your speaking, your decreeing, and your declaring is very important to all of us. So as we take this time to pray on the first day in February 2023, these 28 days are going to be important to us as we begin to pray and bombard the kingdom of darkness. Now, you know that we're in two unique events here. One is Black History Month, and one is Valentine's Day. So they gave us a love day to celebrate our Black heritage. They gave us a Black heritage to celebrate our love day. So as we begin to celebrate who you are and the beauty of where you, who you are and the enrichment of your creativity, we celebrate Blackness and Black history for what it is. Many people call it African-American history. Some call it Black people history. Some call Negro history. You name it, but you're a history maker. So as you prepare to know that this month is great for you, you have to understand they only give you the smallest month, but you are great people. And then they give you the 28 days to say you're celebrating your history this month. But every time you wake up and look around the infrastructure of America, the building, the houses, the neighborhood, the red light, the shoestrings you plug in, the clothes you wear, the garments you have, the medical profession, the doctor that did the first open heart surgery, they were all Black people. The man that created peanuts, the man that made rubber for a Ford Model T, all through the power of us. We are the creativity of the world. We're masterminders. We've done great things. We built infrastructures in Egypt. We created great places in Israel. We solidified the earth realm from the beginning of time. We opened up Genesis and moved to Revelation. We were always here. We're a people that is set apart for God. No matter what your background is, no matter what your culture is, they put drugs in your community, you survive the drug epidemic. They beat your women's up, you survived the women's abuse. They took our men, they took our identity away, and we still were strong enough. They locked us in prison, but they did not lock our mind up from being who we are in the kingdom of God. We are the greatest singers, the best runners, the greatest hitters, the greatest kickers. We know football. We know basketball. We know how to jump and leap over mountains. We can jump over hills. We've survived many things. Our children were taken away from their parents years and years and years ago, centuries ago, and still found their way back home to who they are. Our identity has been breached, but our culture has been phenomenal. We have not lost pace to anybody. You can connect us with any culture, any people, and we'll still come out with Blackness. You can connect us with white, we'll still have a creativity of a melanated color and go into the sun and have a beautiful manifestation. You can put us in Egypt. You can put us in Russia. You can put us in Saudi Arabia. You can bring us in the United States, and you can put us in any city in the world, and our creativity will outmaster any person. We can be put into the desert, and the sun and the heat wave will create an atmosphere for us to walk in the glory. You can put us in the African continent, and we will build nations, find oil wells. We'll find gold. We'll create a rhythm, a dance, a party. We'll create happiness. We'll establish it. We're known for the greatest teeth in the world. We're known for the greatest creativity, and don't mess with our anatomy. We're the greatest lovers. We're the greatest understanding. We have a rhythm. We have a heart. We have a mind. And it's true. If you go Black, you never go back. You have to understand the power of who we are. one of the greatest presidents in the world, decided to leave the White House to stay in the White House. And he was the president. So you have to know everything about us is greatness in the creativity of Black History Month. We are a people that's been defined by the world as bad. But on every stage in the arena of life, we create an atmosphere that's conducive for everybody to enjoy. Look at us back in the 40s and the 50s. We had to go through the back door, but we were first on the stage. Isn't it interesting? We go through the back door, but when it came for us singing, we was on the stage right in front of them. So the craziness about it is they take you and tell you to go through the back door. They go through the front door, but when we come out, we're in front of them. Isn't it interesting? We're going to always be in front of them. So you know that the retardation of certain culture don't even understand the rhythm of who we are. We are great people. We're great doctors, great lawyers, great presidents, great governors, great teachers, great mayors, great... Oh, let me step back. I don't know about great policemen because we have a bad record of here. That's what we call the house people over the field people. It just happened that the house people got caught by doing what they shouldn't have been doing anyway. So let's move on. Let's talk a little bit about our culture. We have done so many great things around the world. We have impact. We have influence. We have changed things. We don't even need money to do what we do. Well, our hands are mighty. We're warriors. We establisher. We do things people can even do. We're the first to step out. We're the first to make the move. We're the first to challenge it. And here's one of the greatest points no one ever talked about. If any other culture fails, let down, disappointed, we can take them under our wings and restore them and build them back up and give them back their name. They can't even do that for us, because they don't even qualify to understand the DNA of the power source of your blackness in your culture. There's so many other things that we can talk about as it relates to us. They try to take our identity and don't think that we're Jews. They try to take our life and don't think that we know who we are. They stole all of our invention, and then we still get the attention for our invention. We have a patent in us, and they have to write a letter to create a patent and then go to the Congress to put it in a book that they have it. We have the rights to everything that we do. Everywhere that we go, we in critical position in the world. Every president has a key leader in his cabinet. When you look at the strategy and the strategic plan, isn't it interesting? In the war, we won it for this. The Tuskegee Airmen, they were protecting the military airmen of the United States government. Now, let me take a moment here. Here it is, you in a war, and you're fighting in a war, but you use the black Tuskegee Airmen to protect you from the enemy, and then they turn around and go into the camp and take out the enemy and bring everybody back. And then guess what? You get the honor. You get the Purple Heart. But we have the heart that's far greater than any color that can exist. Let the record reflect. We didn't won wars between the North and the South had it not been for black slaves and those to go into those countries to take the front line and fight. We would still be in a war today. Even though the Emancipation Proclamation was signed on January 1st, 1863, it did not change the trajectory of who we are. We are a great people all the way around the world. We have the artistic ability and a creative mind. We understand science. We understand math. We understand religion. We understand agriculture. We understand the psychological, the physics of life. We understand rhythm, momentum, movement, taste, feel, eat. We created their meals. Even though they mistreated us, we went in their kitchens and cooked them the best meals in the world and let them eat. We could have poisoned them, but we didn't, because we chose to let them live so that they can see how great we will become as a people, a generation, a nation, and a culture. No matter what they have done to us, no matter what they have said to us, no matter how they have strategized for us, we have still walked on this earth with power and authority and greatness. Let's go back to the Tuskegee Airmen. With all of the power to be able to understand how aviation is, we are aviators. We understand aviation. We understand how to fly through the skies, move through the atmosphere, move through clouds, land and come in and come out without the enemy discovering our ability, our talent, and our greatness. We are the best survivors there is. No one can do better than that, even though the history books don't even want to write our story. So here's the revelation. I came to the revelation that the history books don't write our story because our story is so big, history can't even hold us. You can't even fathom us. You can go anywhere in the world, and we're just makers. We're just makers. They can't put us in a book. That's an embarrassment. They can't even write a chapter. It's a sad story. So they choose to not even put us in a book because we already been booked for the book. We know where we're going, how we're going to move. They miseducated us, and we still can sing songs that are educated the secret. We were so powerful in slavery that we knew songs and rhythm to escape. While they were looking for us to talk and to share, we were singing songs and we were singing tunes of how to maneuver. We had whistles and hits. We had sign languages. We knew how to maneuver. We could look at a certain person and smile. We knew how to protect our investment, and now we're invested in the earth realm. The greatness of us, who we are, that's our blackness in black history. That's only a portion of the story of 28 days that they give us. And then they give us a leap year because you know we're going to leap off the map into a new year, a new month, a new time, and a new day. Look at what they did to us in coronavirus, COVID-19. Look at what they did in 9/11. And the list goes on of things that happened over in New Orleans. We have survived every test of time. We have lived through every challenge that could be. They gave us poison, and then they gave us syphilis. They tested our lives and tested our neighborhood. They put the people in our community. We could eat third-grade meat and still come out in 12, 13, 14 years to hear the people. We were the greatest there is. Look, you have to be excited about who you are and what you are. Isn't it interesting? They used to talk about our sisters with big butts, big breasts, big titty, big, you know it, you name it. You ain't been saved all your life, so go sit down and don't try to tell me about language. And now all they're doing is they're tucking it in. They're trying to be like us. New tucks, tucking this in, lips like us. You remember, we used to be the bad people with the lips. Now they're going in and razor fitting, napping it on, everything they're doing. They're following after us. So therefore, we are making an impact in a nation of people. We're here. We're not going anywhere. We're not. We will rise to the occasion. We will be who we are. We will accomplish many things. But here's the issue. What are you willing to do to maintain your true, authentic self? Because the problem now is an identity among our own. We have to know that we have to work together now across the line, across the nation. We have to stand tall and stand strong. The problem is the glitches between identities. We have, as a people, have to stand tall and stand strong together. We have to lobby together and not let the infiltrators come in and call us to trade on each other. Our ability has to be great. Our mind has to be set. Our wisdom has to be impeccable. And our ability to love has always been creative. That doesn't change where we're going or what we're doing, because we know that when God created us, He created us in His image and after His likeness. So therefore, the taste of who He established will always cause Him to want more of His greatness. We as a people must understand who we are, and who we are into our nation, into our people, into our relationship. We have the greatest background, but watch this. The most limited people that are talked about. We have the greatest resource, but people don't want to give us the credit for our source. So therefore, we are in a climatic shift. We are in an epic moment. It's irreversible. Your time is now. You have to rise to the occasion. It's your season, your hour, your dispensation, and your record to be broken. You can do anything you want now. You can accomplish anything you want. You establish cell phones. You create internet. You made many things in the technology of the world. And guess what? You still haven't lost time. God has a people set aside for him, and they will win. We known for our great ability to cook. We known for our great ability to have recipes. We known for our great ability to serve. We known for our great ability to work hard and to labor and to be consistent, and so disrespected in the earth web that we still maintain our integrity at the end of the day. We don't have the issue that they said, the drug issue, the alcohol issue, the trial bearing issue. That ain't even on the record scale of the world. We don't have those problems. Other people do, but they use their statistic based upon what they see or think. We don't have all of these problems. We are a people that can birth from any place, that come from any area, and we can establish anything. You can put us on land and take everything. We can create, we can invent, we can establish things overnight. We had the first Wall Street. We established the first lottery in 1933 when the Great Depression hit all of the world. We were still prospering, and they got mad and said there was a white woman that we saw, and it was a war. No, they were just coming into our community messing with our brothers because they couldn't do nothing with, let me leave that alone. But anyway, so you have to understand the power of where we are. We had the Harlem Renaissance of the 1900s, the best dances, the best places. We were an epic of time. We moved and we maneuvered the land. Thomas Edison couldn't create no light. He was just a light man dealing with a dark man who understood how to go into the electrical current, find positive and negative, and create the greatest thing in the world. See, you have to understand, he was white. His workers were black. And so the workers had to explain to him that, you know, you need me, white man, and I need you, black man, and you have to have positive and negative to get power, correct? So when he brought them to his attention, you know, you're right. So that's how you get electricity. You have to have positive and negative. He couldn't have did it by himself. He wouldn't even knew how it would work. So you have to understand the wave and the rippling effect of creativity. The first operation surgeon, the first man to the North Pole. Man, I'm telling you, it is so, so powerful just to even look at the background and walk in the shoes you walk. Yeah, you know, we created shoes. You know, so everybody walk here. We've done all of these things. We created stoplights so that they won't keep crashing into us. So we decided we'll show them how to not crash too much. So we had to create the red light. And we had to show them how to be cautious about things. And then we need to show them how to make it green. So everything was done. Look at the pen. Look at the wisdom. Look at the knowledge. Now, if you want to talk about religion, let's talk about the Moors who brought religion to them and taught them how to move from the cave and move into understanding the altar. I really have to just sit at the altar and pray and worship and praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to stop right now. We're getting ready to go into a time of prayer, people of God. Just want to give you food for thought. In 2023, the first month of February, Black History Month, celebrate your blackness. Celebrate your creativity. Celebrate of who you are in God and through God. And after all, we're only 13 days away from Valentine's Day. The heart always beats to the tune of the sound of who you are. Enjoy yourself today. We're getting ready to go into a powerful time of prayer. God bless you is my prayer for you all today.
Good afternoon, Pastor.
God bless you, woman of God.
cozy to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm coming to you all out of our Ten Commandments. Exodus 20:20 says, and Moses said, glory to God, hallelujah. Here it is. And all the people saw the thundering and the lightning and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we shall hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. And Father God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the Ten Commandments. We thank you for allowing us this brand new month. Hallelujah. To start anew, glory be to God. If we are fasting and praying, glory be to God, we are reminded, hallelujah, of the Ten Commandments in the name of Jesus. And as we go into the Ten Commandments, Father God, we confess our sins, and we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for you are just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. The first commandment, hallelujah, thou shalt have no other God before me. By the sound of the shofar. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Thou remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet. Thank you. Thank you for your sound. Thank you for the Ten Commandments, Father God. Thank you for blessing us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God to be here. Thank you for this fast. Thank you for Psalms 23. Thank you, Father God, for so much that you're doing in and through each and every one of us. Thank you for your sound today. Thank you for breaking the barrier. Thank you for tearing down the wall. Thank you for penetrating every household. Glory be to God where we are, right where we are on today, Father God. We break all oaths and vows and pacts made with the devil right now in the name of Jesus by our ancestors, anything in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke now all familiar spirits, hallelujah, to try to operate in our lives from our ancestors now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We stop all written contracts and curses that try to affect us on today or infect us. My God, our lives, anything trying to infect us or affect us on today, any time release curses on today, hallelujah, that would try to be activated in our lives. Any curses that would try to activate in our lives, hallelujah, as we grow older in Jesus' name, we turn every curse spoken against us into a blessing now. In the name of Jesus, we, hallelujah, we break and disannul. We disannul all covenants and death, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, and death and hell made by our ancestors. Anything that's trying to creep up, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, we command all demons that claim any legal right to our lives through our dreams as we are fasting and seeking your face, Father God, not just your hand. We operate right now, hallelujah, our legal right to use the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is above every name, hallelujah. We cast out every demon in the name of Jesus. We break all works of darkness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We receive your power. Hallelujah. In Acts 1 and 8, we receive your power today, Father God. We decree and declare that we are part of the army of God and that we march and move forward on today under the direction of the Holy Spirit, under the direction of the Holy Ghost against the enemy, whether they are human or demonic. We declare the powerful hand of God be about us and through us. And that you lead and guide us through every battle now in the name of Jesus that's going on throughout the nation that can affect each and every one of our lives. We command it to go back. We command the works of the enemy to go back to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. We are your legal legislators and law enforcement agents, God. And we come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, who we are and whom we serve. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, that we are gaining the intercession now. We are gaining the victory now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And all prayers that we send forward, all future prayers that we send forward, hallelujah, take on the characteristics of your divine character, Father God, in the realm of the spirit, and that they hit the bullseye. We come against this hatred, this killing, straight bullets, stabbings, anything that you try to affect our lives. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I thank you that you caused us to be in the right place with the right people in the right timing. Hallelujah. We come against all spirits of deprivation in our spiritual life as well in the natural. I thank you that you prosper the works of our hands now, Father God. And hallelujah, by you and through you, we accomplish great exploits. Now, in the name of Jesus, that we are daily loaded today, now with your benefits, hallelujah. We're daily loaded with your benefits on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every weapon that has touched our houses, our health, our strength, will not destroy the fruit of our ground before it's time. None of our fruit will fall from the vine before it's time. We shall be successful in everything that we do, and that laws and statutes and codifications be changed. Let them be changed in our favor today. Hallelujah. Every grant that we write, every need that we reach out for, the government has to come and line up to the things that we have set our hands to prosper in this land in the name of Jesus. Because you said for us to, hallelujah, to occupy until you come. We coming. Glory. In the name of Jesus, Father God, you even said that, hallelujah, that sons and strangers shall build up our walls and that kings shall minister unto us. You said it, Father God. You said it in us. You said it in Isaiah. You said it in Job. You said it in Isaiah 60. That kings shall minister unto us. People are looking for us to bless us. We decree and declare that our help is looking for us now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We declare wisdom. Hallelujah. Wisdom. Wisdom be our counselor on today. The Holy Spirit be our consultant on today. I thank you that Jesus Christ, our Lord, is our advocate on today. And our set time of favor will not be frustrated. So we come against fires and accidents and, hallelujah, all the enemy plans to try to destroy any employment, any contract that we set out, glory be to God, any officials that come to check on the things that we've done, that they see us favorably when they walk in our doors of business. Glory be to God, that they write yes and stamp yes on every contract and all the paperwork we filled out. Glory be to God. That we look good on paper. In the name of Jesus, I'm calling on it now for each and every vessel in business. That we have favor with God and man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, we cover our finances that the Lord, you bless us with. Because we know that favor don't come from the east or the west, but it comes from you. It's you that give us the power to get wealth in this season. In this decade, we take hold of what you've given us now. Hallelujah. Thank you for that special, special cover. We call on the angel of Michael to war on our behalf. In each and every one of our lives. Now, Father God, we cover our counselors and our intercessors, and we place a spiritual covering over our pastor and our family, his family, over our church, over our ministries, over the fivefold ministry, over our gifts. Now, we pray for our president and all those in authority now, that they be God-fearing leaders now in the name of Jesus and recognize that they're accountable to you, Yahweh, for each decision and act that they make. Glory be to God. We call on Satan to loose his whole nation. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God, so we will not be touched, hallelujah, by the demons. We receive your anointing, the fresh supply of your spirit on today, Father. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that the blood of Jesus covers us, hallelujah, and clears the atmosphere for us. In the name of Jesus, we close every doorway. Hallelujah. Sickness and disease, we close every doorway. Deprivation, we close every doorway. In these things we pray. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless the intercessors as they go forward.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just come before your presence one more time this noonday, O God, to give you honor, to give you glory, and to magnify and to magnograph your name, O God. God, as we come before you, God, we ask for your forgiveness. God, we ask, God, that you will help us to forgive others, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we ask, God, that you just clean us up, God, as we ask you, God, to dwell in our sanctuary, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, we need, God, clean hearts, O God. We know, God, that you need clean hearts for you to dwell in our temple unto thee, O God. So clean us up unto thee, O God, because we need you in our temple, O God. O God, as we meditate today, O God, on your word, O God. Lord Jesus, may your word, God, saturate our mind, our soul, and our bodies unto thee, O God. Lord Jesus, God, that our bodies and our soul will be in alignment with you, O God, and today, in the mighty name of Jesus. O God, we thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, O God. O God, may your people feel the connection unto thee, O God, in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Because, God, we are desperate for you unto thee, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, we are desperate, O God, for your presence unto thee, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, stand behind us, God, as we stand behind your word, O God. O God, help us to shine, O God, for you, O God. Shine through us, shine through your people unto thee, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, we, O God, of ourselves, we can do nothing unto thee, O God. O God, but with you, God, we can do all things, O God. And so, God, we glorify you unto thee and we magnify your name, O God. O God, you be blessed unto thee, O God. We bless the name of the Lord, O God, unto thee, O God. Because, God, your name is a strong tower unto thee, O God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. O God, help us, God. Help us to seek your face, God. Help us to know more about you, O God. Help us to seek your ways, O God, in the name of Jesus unto thee, O God. O God, give us the desires of our heart unto thee, O God. O God, we just bless your name, O God, unto thee, O Jesus. So many times, God, we just wanted, God, to just give up, O God. And so many times, God, we just want you to just give unto us, God. We just come all the time asking you to give, O God. But, God, help us, God, to seek your face, God. Because, God, you said, God, you must first seek the kingdom of heaven, God. And you said, God, everything, God, you will give unto us. Everything else, God, will be available unto your people, God, if we first seek the kingdom of heaven, O God. So, God, help us to delight ourselves in you, O God, unto thee, O God. Help Valerie to delight herself in you unto thee, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, I pray for a shift in the spirit unto thee, O God, for your peace, O God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I ask, God, that you would just wrap Valerie in your arms unto thee, O God, in the name of Lord Jesus. Valerie can't live without you unto thee, Jesus. And God, I make that personal because it's personal, O God. I know me, O God. I can't live without you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I pray, God, that on today, God, that you'll move sickness and disease away from Valerie, O God. I pray, God, that you will put health, good health, that I'll walk in good health on today, O God. That, God, I know you make health available for me and for your people. But, God, I make it personal for Valerie on today. Good health. Good health. I speak good health in this body unto thee, O God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray unto thee, O God, that you'll remove every demonic attack from my life, O God. I pray, God, that you'll remove and pull down every stronghold in my life unto thee, O God. And God, I pray, God, for a closer walk with you, O God. I need that closer walk with you, O God. Hallelujah. God, I want, Lord Jesus, to be developed, God, in the things of you, O God, the things that you require of me, O God. O God, so give me, O God, the power, O God, Lord Jesus, that I can go forth, O God, in the things of you, O God. I pray unto thee, O God, that you will break every generational curse, O God, in the family line, O God, in the bloodline right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, you say that he that findeth you findeth life and will obtain favor of you, O God. I pray unto thee, O God, that your favor will rest upon Valerie unto thee, O God. Remember, I'm making it personal for Valerie on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And so, Father God, I apply John 14:14 and John 16:23, God, unto my life, oh God, that you will do what's necessary and you will give whatever we ask in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, I thank you for hearing my prayer on today. I thank you, Jesus, for upholding me, oh God. I thank you for shielding me on today, oh God, from the enemy. I thank you for covering me from the enemy on today, oh God. Hallelujah. I thank you and I ask, God, that you will not let the enemy feast on me no more, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, you say, I'm to ask, oh God. You say, we have not because we ask not, oh God. God, you hear my plea. You hear my cry on today, oh God. Oh, God, give ear unto my prayer on today, God. I wait patiently on you, oh God. Lord Jesus, I send my prayers unto the heavens on today, oh God. Oh God, I speak with authority, God. I speak, God, and I ask, God, that you take authority, God, over the things, God, that I have before you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, for doing it for Valerie in the name of Jesus. And so, God, I bless your name, God. I bless your name, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bind up right now, God, the spirit of confusion over your people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I bind up the spirit of torment and oppression over your people. And today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I bind up the spirit of distraction, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, anxiety, oh God. Every suicidal spirit, oh God, I bind it up in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I bind up, God, the spirit of homosexuality right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Lesbianism right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I bind up the spirit of loneliness. I bind up the spirit of cancer, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I bind up the spirit of alcoholism, oh God. Sickness and disease, fornication, oh God, strife, oh God, I bind them up, oh God. Unnullified, oh God, diabetes, oh God, Alzheimer's, God. God, you know the disease, oh God, diseases, oh God, that affect your people, God. I bind them up now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we bind up into the, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we lose the spirit, oh God, of love. I lose the spirit of forgiveness and peace. I lose the spirit of goodness and joy over your people on today. I lose the spirit of good health, oh God, over your people, oh God. Self-control over your people on today, oh God. Oh God, we know, God, the battle is not ours, oh God. We know that the battle belongs to you, oh God. Oh God, we give you our battles, oh God. And we know, God, that the battle is in our heart, is in our mind, oh God. That's where the battle is. And so, God, we ask, God, that you take control of our mind on today, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. As I speak to the mind, God, I ask, God, right now, God, that you speak to our subconscious and our consciousness, oh, God. Speak to the areas, oh, God, that, Lord Jesus, you know that we struggle with, oh, God. The areas that you know your people struggle with publicly and privately, oh, God. Lord, your people need help, God. We need help. Help your people on today, oh God. And so, Father God, help us to come up, oh God, up out of our grave, oh God. Help your people now, oh God, to take off the grave clothes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, you spoke to Lazarus, God, and you said, you call him to come forth, oh God. Call him to come forth, God. And I know right now, God, in the name of Jesus, I know you're calling your people right now to come forth, God. You're calling us to come forth in our health right now, God, in our finances, oh, God. You're calling us, oh, God, to come forth in the things, oh, God, that affect us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, help us, God, to be vessels. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I break that curse right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus, you are big enough, God, to reach up right now, oh God. You're bidding us, you're calling us, God, to reach up in the things of you, God. Because, God, if we reach up, God, the things, God, that we have before you, God, you said, God, that they are available right now unto us, oh God. They are available, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Help us to press, God, in the things of your God. Oh, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, we know the water is troubled right now. The water is troubled right now. Oh, God, help us to step in. Oh, God. God, I pray right now, God. You know, God, at home, God, there will be a calm, God. God, we know that many of us are going through a rough patch on today, oh, God, in our health, in our finances, in our everyday walk, oh, God. But, God, we are looking to your God. Because you are the author, God, and you are the finisher, God. And we know, God, that trouble don't last always, oh, God. That's what you said, God. Trouble don't last always, oh, God. Hide your peace, oh, God. Cover us, oh, God. Oh, God, be our defense, oh, God. You said you will be our defense, oh, God. Hallelujah. God, you said, God, you will... God, you will help us in the things that we struggle with, oh, God. Oh, God, you promise that you will not withhold anything from your people, God. If we walk upright with you, oh, God, help us to walk upright with you, oh, God, right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God, sanctify us, oh, God. Sanctify your people, God. Hallelujah. Uphold us with the right hand of your righteousness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh, God, you've been our strength, oh, God. You've been a strength to us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you've been a strength, oh, God. You've been, oh, God, a strength in the time of our distress, in our neediness, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you've been our refuge, oh, God, and a refuge from the storm, oh, God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, because you promised to keep us in perfect peace, God, if our mind is stayed on you, oh, God. Oh, God, help us to keep our mind stayed on you, oh, God. Help us to reflect on the things on you, oh, God. So, God, you will give us the desires of our hearts, oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we seek you early, oh, God. Hallelujah. Because we want to be found of you, oh, God. Hallelujah. God, wrapped us early. Wrapped us in your arms, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, God, we just, oh, God, we just bless your name, oh, God. We just bless your name, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, right now, God, we put our children before you, oh, God. We put them before you, God, and we ask, oh, God, that you will undergird them, oh, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you, God, you will just put your love in them, oh, God. We pray, God, for your guidance and your protection because we know, God, that the enemy is rampant, oh, God. Oh, God, touch them in a special way, oh, God. Oh, God, we bless your name, oh, God. And, Father God, right now, oh, God, I pray, God, that you cover your people, oh, God. I pray, God, that you cover everyone under the sound of my voice, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, keep us from the snare of the enemy, O God. Keep your people from the snare of the enemy, O God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to walk in love, O God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, I lift my prophet before you, O God. I lift Prophet Matthew before you, O God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you hide him in your pavilion, O God. I pray, God, that you continue to order his step now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you undergird him now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hide him from the enemy, oh, God, who come to kill, steal, and destroy, oh, God.
Oh, God, bless him in a special way, oh, God. Let there never be lack in his life, oh, God. I pray, God, that you bless his family, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I just thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I bless your name, oh, God. I pray, God, that, Lord Jesus, our prayers will come before you, oh, God, as a sweet aroma unto thee, oh, God. God, prepare a sanctuary, oh, God, unto thee, oh, God. I pray, God, that you help us to mount up with wings as eagle, oh, God, unto thee, oh, God, that we will run and not be weary and we'll walk and not faint, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, help your people not to get weary unto thee, oh, God, because, God, we want to reap, we won't want to faint, oh, God. Help us not to faint, oh, God, because we know, God, that this journey, oh, God, is not easy, oh, God. You didn't say that it would be easy, oh, God, and we know it's not easy. And so, God, we have to depend on you. You are our strength unto today, oh, God. And so we depend on you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Hide us in your pavilion, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we glorify you and we magnify you. We magnify your name, oh, God. And we thank you, Jesus, for this hour, for this time, oh, God, that you make available unto your people, God, that we can come before your presence to pour out, God. And as we pour out, God, you will pour into us, oh, God. Whatever we're lacking in Jesus, I pray, God, that you will pour it into us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you see and you know all things, oh, God. And we thank you for your presence unto today, oh, God. We thank you how you're maneuvering our people unto today, oh, God. Help us to walk in your precincts, oh, God. Help, Father, to walk in your precincts, oh, God, to do the things that you required of, Father, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, help your people. You know, God, their requests. You know the things that they have before you, God, I don't know. But, God, I pray, God, that whatever they have before you, God, that you will hear and you will answer prayer unto today, oh, God. God, I thank you. And I bless your name, God, because you're awesome and you're mighty and you're strong, oh, God. Lord, I thank you that you are the I am that you are, dear God. I thank you, Jesus, because you said, Lord Jesus, are the righteousness of you, oh, God. And I thank you, God, that you are the vine, oh, God. I thank you that we are the branches. God, help us to continue to draw substance from you, oh, God, because we need you, God. We cannot live, God. We cannot thrive without you, God. Come into our hearts, oh, God. Clean our hearts out, oh, God. Dwell within us, oh, God. Oh, God, we want our hearts to be the place where you're dwelling, God, that you can guide us, that, God, you can show us the things, God, that you want us to do, oh, God. God, I thank you and I bless your name as, God, I wait patiently on you, God. Your people, they wait patiently on you, God. We bless your name, oh, God. We magnify and we magnify you, God, because, God, you are the only wise God. And so, God, may my prayers come before you, oh, God, as a sweet aroma, oh, God. May it bring edification and clarification, oh, God, in your kingdom, oh, God. May souls be drawn to you, oh, God, through our prayers, through my prayers, through the prayers of others, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. May souls be saved. May health come forth, oh, God. May whatever they have before you, God, may it come to fruition, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I ask your blessings on your people. I ask your blessing on value and value's family on today, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. God, I give you glory and I give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen, amen, and amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Your name, Father. We thank you, Father. We bless you, Father. We praise you, Father. We lift you up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, on this day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And Father God, we just thank you, God, for another opportunity to come on the line. Father God, glory, hallelujah, and we send up, oh God, the praises and bombard the heaven, oh God, with the petitions on behalf of the people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And Father God, I thank you, God, for each and every person under the sound of my voice. Day, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for those, oh God, glory, hallelujah, that are coming on the line, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, even now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. And those who desire to come on the line, Father God, but weren't able to for whatever reason, Father God, I give you praise and glory and honor for them. And I thank you, God, that you're moving by your spirit, Father God, in each and every one of our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Because, Father God, it's you that sits high and you look low, Father God. And you know everything, oh, God, that concerns our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so I thank you that you're meeting each and every one of us at our very point of need, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're moving over. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, our spiritual needs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I decree and declare growth sprouts. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, in each and every one of us. Spiritual growth sprouts, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God, that you're moving over each and every one of our, oh God, hallelujah, oh God, our natural needs, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, for moving over, oh God, glory, hallelujah, our physical needs, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for you divinely aligning these bodies, oh God, up with your word, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God, for you moving over our mental health, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And Father God, you getting in the seat of our emotions, Father God, and casting the enemy out of our emotions, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God. I give you praise, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for you moving, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, over our financial needs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. You know, Father God, what we have need of, Father God, and when we need it, God, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I thank you, God, for your divine timing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, in each of our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because, Father God, hallelujah, you may not show up when we want you to, Father God, but you're always on time, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because your timing, Father God, is impeccable, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Well, we just thank you for your divine timing in our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Now, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, I lift you up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Because you are worthy, Father God. Because you are able, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Because there's none like you, oh, God, in all the earth, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. None so faithful, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. None so kind, none so loving, none so caring, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. None so merciful, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for your faithfulness in our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even when we have been unfaithful, Father God, hallelujah, you have been faithful to us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, you've been good to us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All down through the years, up until this point, Father God, and we give you praise, oh, God. We give you glory, hallelujah, for your mercy, Father God, for your grace, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, for your favor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, even we didn't deserve your favor, Father God, glory, hallelujah, you spread us in spite of, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, I bless your name, Father God, worthy, worthy master, oh, God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for all that you're doing right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, for your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for you are the saving grace of your people, Father God, I thank you, God, that you are the refuge, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, you are the strong tower, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and the righteous can run in and be safe in this hour, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, I thank you, God, that you are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, I give you praise, oh, God, hallelujah, that you are Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, oh, God, Jehovah Shalom, oh, God, I thank you, God, that you are El Shaddai, Elohim, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, I thank you, God, that you are Abba Father to us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, I thank you, God, for your all-seeing eyes, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, hallelujah, that's roaming to and fro the earth. Oh, God, looking upon us, Father God, looking upon the righteous, looking upon all evil, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh, God, and I thank you, God, hallelujah, that you will, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, deal with, oh, God, hallelujah, all these matters, Father God, that are before us, your people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, accordingly, Father God, glory, hallelujah, that you will deal with, Father God, glory, hallelujah, every evil work of the enemy, Father God, accordingly, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I praise you. And, Father God, I ask you to forgive us, Father God. Forgive me, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And us, your people, Father God, for every sin of omission, every sin of commission, everything we've done and said that did not line up with your word, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Put us in right standing with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as you're cleansing us right now with his thought, Father God, soaking us and saturating in the precious blood of Jesus, oh, God. creating in us a clean heart and a right spirit within, letting the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. For Lord, you are our strength and you are our redeemer, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. We're giving you glory, Father God, right now, Father God. Hallelujah. For you just pouring back into your people, Father God. As we press in, Father God, I thank you, God, that you're pouring, Father God, your love, Father God, upon us, Father God. Pouring, oh God, your anointing over us, Father God, a fresh and new anointing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every gift, Father God, in the body, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. But you're doing it right now for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God. And Father God, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. For our overseer. Oh, God, Dr. LeVon Matthew, Father God, I thank you, God, that you just, oh, God, hallelujah, lending them to us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you've given us this precious gift, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, because he is a gift to the body, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. So I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you blessing his food and his water is coming and is going, Father God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for everything he touched in the seed, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that you, oh, God, hallelujah, will make it prosperous, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that you will, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, give him provision, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. That everywhere his feet tread, Father God, will be blessed, Father God. Thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. That all he got to do is step on the scene, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And demons will flee in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. That all he got to do is step in the room, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And healing will take place, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. That even as step in a room, Father God, the shackles, oh God, will fall off the people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the chains, oh God, glory, hallelujah, will break, Father God, glory, hallelujah, the fetters will be loose, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and the captives will be set free, oh God, glory, hallelujah, and the people, Father God, glory, hallelujah, because of that profound sound on the inside of us, Father God, glory, hallelujah, when he opened his mouth, Father God, will be forever changed, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Now bless him coming and going, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Bless him, Father God. Hallelujah. Beyond measure in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. With everything that he desires, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything he's been believing you for, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Do it for him, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And his family, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God, for covering his parents, Father God. Covering the children, covering the grands, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Covering those nieces and nephews, Father God. Covering the siblings, Father God. Glory to your name. Covering the cousins, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Each and every family member, aunties and uncles, cover them, Father God, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, whatever they may be, Father God. Whatever they may be doing, Father God. Cover them and hedge them in right now, Father God, with divine protection, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, as you protect in him, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God, for you taking them to new dimensions in you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. For you unlocking, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. New codes, oh God. New mysteries, Father God. Revelation knowledge, Father God. All new, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. For you pouring down fresh wisdom, oh, high. Upon them, Father God, right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah, and you've given them new strength, Father God, from on high, Father God, glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah, and we just bless you, Father God, for all that you're doing for the man of God, Father God, glory, hallelujah, oh God, we give you glory, we give you honor for him, Father God, hallelujah, oh God, for you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are able, you are able, you are able, you are mighty, 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 oh God. Are the works in your hands, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So I just thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for you just, oh, God, covering, oh, God, even the intercessors on this line, Father God, each and every intercessor, oh, God, cover Evangelist Valerie, Father God. Move by your spirit for her, Father God. You heard her petition, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Move over those petitions. Touch her body. Heal her body, Father God. Bring her out, Father God. Cover her family, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Meet every one of her needs by your riches and glory. In Christ Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Evangelist Stevie, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Move by your spirit for her, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God. I praise you, God, for doing it for her right now, Father God. Whatever it is she has need of, Father God, do it for her, Father God. Glory to your name. Cover her family, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God. Hallelujah.
stir up that gift on the inside of her all the more, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Use her for such a time as this, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God, and I praise you, God. Oh, God, and I lift up, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, our senior elder, Elder Samuel Hunter, Father God. Move by your spirit for him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Meet his needs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Bless him coming and going, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for his commitment, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to the ministry and to the man of God, for his commitment to you, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. He wears so many hats, Father God. Strengthen him, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Give him that strength, Father God, that stamina, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, stir up that gift from inside him. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you, God. And Father God, I lift up, Father God, each and every leader on this line today, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and those that are connected, Father God, glory to your name, Father God. Move by your spirit for them, Father God. Move, oh, God, over them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Use them for your glory for such a time as this, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover their ministries. Cover their families, Father God. Move over their finances, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God, in every, oh, God, every ideal that you downloaded in them right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let it come to fruition, Father God. Let it come to a full manifestation, a quick and swift manifestation in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And I just want to bless you, Father God. I just want to thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for all of those under the sound of my voice, Father God, for you moving on their petitions, those silent petitions. Oh, God, those things that only you and them know about, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you praise. I give you glory. Hallelujah. And I thank you, God, hallelujah, that this atmosphere is now conducive, Father God, for breakthroughs, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, for deliverance, Father God, for salvation, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. And we're giving you the praise and we're giving the glory for the mighty miracles, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the miraculous healings, oh, God, that will take place in the bodies of your people, Father God, even in this time period, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, for blind eyes being opened, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We thank you, God, for cancers being healed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for your line in the spine right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, for diabetes being cast into the dry place, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. The high blood pressure, Father God, those numbers lining up with your word, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. We thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that colds and flus are being cast out right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Coronavirus, oh, God, COVID, Father God, has got to take its rightful place in the pit of hell right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you praise, oh, God. We give you glory, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for just touching the minds of your people, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Shifting the mind, Father God. Allowing the mind, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, the same mind in Christ Jesus to be in us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you honor, Father God. Touch that heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I thank you for doing it right now, Father God. Hallelujah. Opening up the heart valve, Father God. Those palpitations is going to the pit of hell right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I give you the glory. I give you the honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for you chiseling away that stony heart, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. All unforgiveness, Father God. I thank you, God, that is taking his rightful place in the pit of hell right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and I give you praise. Oh, God, for giving your people a heart of flesh right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. A heart after you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Oh, God, help us, Father God. Hallelujah. To cry out for you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us to seek you, Father God, like never before, Father God, in this hour, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. And even as we seek you, Father God, glory, hallelujah, it shall bring forth our Father God, from all these diseases, all these disorders, all these malfunctions, Father God, in the body, Father God, glory, hallelujah, every spirit of infirmity, Father God, glory, hallelujah, as we speak, you shall raise up off of us, Father God, and take its rightful place in the pit of hell where it belongs, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and I give you the glory, I give you the honor for healing, being our portion, Father God, in this hour, Father God, glory, hallelujah. For you are worthy and you are able, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Father God, increase our faith, Father God. Glory, hallelujah.
and all of these things that we're praying for, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us to believe it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Because in order for us to receive it, we have to believe it, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Doubt does not move your hand. Faith moves your hand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, so Father God, hallelujah. Help us today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help our unbelief, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God. And I praise you, God. Glory to your name. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, I speak peace, Father God, over your people, Father God. Over this line, Father God. Glory to you. Hallelujah. That you said in your word, Father God, in Isaiah 26:3, that you keep those in perfect peace, oh God, whose mind is stayed on you and trust you, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. So Father God, hallelujah. Help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, to keep our mind stayed on you, Father God. Help us, Father God, when all of these things, oh, God, unfortunate circumstances, Father God, hallelujah, situations, happenstances come upon our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Help us, oh, God, hallelujah, to trust you in spite of, Father God, leaning not to our own understanding, Father God, of these matters, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. But trust in you, Father God, in all of our ways, oh God, hallelujah, allowing you to lead and guide us and direct our path, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, those of us, Father God, hallelujah, whose feet is on that slippery slope, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Remove our feet from the slippery slope, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, because we know those feet on the slippery slope, that you're in there other destruction, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So, Father God, plant our feet on holy ground, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Plant our feet, Father God, on the road to righteousness, oh God, the highway to heaven, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, in holiness. Let us wear it like a garment, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God, as you take away the filthy rags, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We bless you, Father God. We thank you, oh God, and we praise you, we praise you, we praise you, oh God, because it is you who is worthy to be praised, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Mighty, mighty, mighty master. Hallelujah. Oh, God, show up for your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Like only you can, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I give you praise. I give you glory. Oh, God, hallelujah. We need your help today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And you said, Father God, in your word, Father God, it's for the present help in the time of trouble, Father God. So I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that our trouble, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as you step on the scene, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, it's falling into the pit of hell, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and nothing but victory. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Nothing but victory and sheer joy. Oh, God, in our lives, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Because we know, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, that the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. The strength in us, Father God, when we feel torn down, Father God, when we feel battle fatigue, Father God. Strengthen us, Father God, because we know your strength is made perfect in our weakness, Father God, to help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. To keep on plowing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. To keep on moving, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. To be still, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And know that you are God, Father God, in situations that we don't understand, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. And we give you the honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, cover right now, Father God, our children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And our children's children, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Cover your young children, Father God. Cover the youth, Father God. Cover your old children, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Help us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. To go, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Towards the light, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. To find that light, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. On the dark days, Father God, in our lives, Father God. Help us to find the light, Father God. And even as we find the light, Father God, glory to your name, Father God. Help us, oh, God, to stand on Christ, the solid rock. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah, and declare that we shall not be moved, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We bless you, God, hallelujah. Now, Father God, hallelujah, we pray, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, for the bereaved, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Strengthen them, Father God, uplift them with your mighty right hand. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Comfort them right now, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Wrap your loving arms around them, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Catch every tear, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, soften that blow, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Of the news of the loss of the loved one, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Walk with them and let them know, Father God, that you're with them, Father God, as you're wrapping your loving arms around them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Take them through, Father God, like only you can, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, hallelujah, for you lifting up all heaviness off of them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, giving them a garment of praise in spite of, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, that you're meeting every one of their needs. Oh, God, by your riches of glory in Christ Jesus, oh, God. And we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, for those grieving. Oh, God, for those mourning, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even for those missing lost loved ones. Oh, God, even down through the years, the past couple years, and even longer, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, comfort them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, I give you praise. And I give you glory, and I give you honor for all that you're doing, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Father God, hallelujah. Draw the lost, oh God, to you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Call them to cry out, what must I do to be saved? Let salvation be their portion, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, our lost loved ones, Father God. Those that don't know you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. The young people in our family, Father God. Get a hold of them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Plant their feet on their destiny track, Father God. Start those gifts on the inside of them, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. God, we stay in proof. Oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, they're surrounded, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We stay in proof, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Their minds, Father God. We stay in proof, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Their ears, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we slap back that hand of Satan that is trying to grip them up, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We plant their feet, Father God, on holy ground, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Tell them academically, Father God. Let them be all that you call them to be, Father God, in this life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cancel every wrong association, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Every wrong connection, Father God. Only right and divine connection in this hour, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, Father God, for covering the young people, Father God. Oh God, glory, hallelujah. Even those babies, Father God, those toddlers, Father God, those babies in utero, Father God, glory, hallelujah. Oh God, let them come forth, Father God, glory, hallelujah. We cancel every breech birth, Father God. We cancel, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Every stillborn birth, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Every miscarriage, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, we cancel, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, everything that's not like you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even along with the mothers in gestation, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Touch their body, strengthen their body, Father God. Let it be an easy delivery, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. Don't let them have any complications during the labor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God. We cancel postpartum depression off of them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. And even as their children come forth, Father God, hallelujah, let each of us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah, those new babies be raised in the household of faith. And let us, oh God, glory, hallelujah, raise our grandchildren, Father God, and our children in the household of faith. Father God, glory, hallelujah, instilling your principles in them at a young age, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, because the foundation, Father God, is very important, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Oh God, of how we raise them up, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God, and I give you the praise. I give you the glory. I give you the honor. We give you the glory. We give you the honor because we stand as one, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And we just thank you, God, for unifying us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. Making us as one, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you. Oh God, I praise you, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah. And Father God, hallelujah. Oh God, we pray for the widows today, Father God. And the widowers, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Comfort them, Father God. Strengthen them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In their times of loneliness, Father God, you fill that void, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as they think on their spouse that they lost, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, cover them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, give them good memories, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. And let them know, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, that you're right there with them, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God. I praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Look on the elderly today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Cover them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Bless them with long life, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, I thank you, God. I praise you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, for you touching and healing their body, Father God. Eradicate every pain, Father God. Every bit of sickness, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Then help us, Lord God. Glory, hallelujah, of the elderly, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that would sit and take time with them, Father God. That would suck with them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That would help them in whatever capacity you need help in, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. That would sit under them, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. As they pour out wisdom, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. We give you praise, oh, God. We give you glory for them, Father God. Keep them warm, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in this wintery weather, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, and I praise you, God, and I bless you for the elderly, Father God. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, Father God. Hallelujah, for all you're doing, Father God. Now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we bind up this destruction that lay waste at noonday. Father God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We bind up, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the danger, seen and unseen, the accidents on the roadway, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Even as, oh, God, hallelujah, that people are driving, Father God. We thank you, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're clearing the way for them, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We bind up, oh, God, the destruction in the airways, Father God. Even as people are flying, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Get them to their destination safely, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. So when they return, Father God, glory, hallelujah, on their return trip, get them back to their destination safely, Father God. Mighty God, I thank you, God. We bind up the accidents, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I thank you, God. In your name, Father God. We bind up, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Train derailments, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we bind up, oh God, accidents with motorcyclists, Father God, and bicyclists, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we give you glory. We give you praise, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we bind up, oh God, accidents with pedestrians walking, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, let them get across the street safely, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we just thank you, God, that every high and haughty thing that would exalt itself against your knowledge and your power today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, is being cast down right now, oh, God. Oh, God, we bind up pride today, Father God, and we lose the spirit of humility, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, and we bless you, Father God, that every trick and every trap and every point, every plot of the enemy is rendered null and void, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, no weapon formed against the shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment against us shall be condemned. And we thank you that it is condemned, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, because that is the heritage of us, your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That is a privilege for us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and I give you the praise, and I give you the glory, and I give you the honor, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that everything that's not like you, Father God, every opposing force is being driven back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Every bit of demonic surveillance, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah, is being cast down right now, oh, God. That peep and Tom spirit is being cast down right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor, Father God. Hallelujah, the demonic interference is being cast down right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise and glory and honor, Father God. Hallelujah, the soothsaying spirit is being canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We give you praise and glory and honor right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, that the medicine man got to go right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that all wicked, oh, God, is canceled right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. The work of the warlock, the work of the witch, oh, God. The work of the wizard, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we caught up the chance right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. That we land off in the lion of Lucifer, Father God, that will bring an accusation against your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cancel it right now, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, and we thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, that every bit of witchcraft, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is canceled. The white magic, the black magic, the hoodoo and the voodoo, the hexes and the vexes, and the taboos, oh, God. Santeria, hocus pocus, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. It's canceled right now, oh, God. Obia, Father God. It's canceled right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. Every broken right now and destroyed with the breaker's anointing, oh, God. Every incantation is destroyed and broken with the breaker's anointing, oh, God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you, God, that every curse, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, is being reversed back to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, oh, God, glory, hallelujah, for all that you're doing right now for setting your people free, Father God, because whom the Sunset Free is free indeed, Father God. And we give you praise, oh God. For you are worthy, oh God. You are worthy, oh God. You are worthy, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. You are able, oh God. You are able, oh God. Glory, hallelujah. To do all things, oh God. Fulfill us, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Those things that are possible with man, Father God, are possible with you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Because you are the God of possibilities, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, and we just thank you, God. Hallelujah, for what you're doing right now, Father God. You are the keeper, Father God, of lost causes, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. So those that, oh God, feel hopeless, Father God, we thank you, God, hallelujah, that hope, oh God, is their portion, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, those, oh God, that feel downtrodden, Father God, I thank you, God, that you're lifting them up right now, Father God. Those that feel depressed and oppressed, Father God, you're pulling them out of the pit of oppression and depression right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Those contemplating suicide, Father God, glory, hallelujah. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that that suicide spirit has been overthrown, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That man, oh God, glory, hallelujah, is putting down, oh God, that pistol to his head right now, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. That woman, Father God, glory, hallelujah, is removing that knife, oh God, from her wrist, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And I thank you, God, hallelujah, for life and life more abundantly, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, oh God, hallelujah, and purpose, oh God, divine purpose, oh God, coming over your people, Father God. Glory, hallelujah, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we shall walk therein. Father God, glory, hallelujah. And those that are sad, Father God, I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah, that you put this smile on their face, Father God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that those that, hallelujah, oh, God, that have low self-esteem, Father God, you're taking their countenance up right now. You're boosting up their self-esteem, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. I give you praise. I give you glory, hallelujah, because we all were fearfully and wonderfully made by you, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. I give you praise and I give you the glory and the honor, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up, Father God, all malice today, Father God. We bind up madness today, Father God. We bind up, Father God, all evil, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up iniquity, Father God, and today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We bind up, Father God, murder. Oh, God, glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. Glory, hallelujah. We drive back that spirit of death to the pit of hell in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we're giving you praise and glory and honor, oh God. Glory, hallelujah, for setting your people free today, setting the captives free today, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And it is so, oh God. It is so, oh God. It is so, it is so, it is so. In Jesus' name, it is so. And we thank you, God, that while we're yet speaking, you already answered. Oh God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh God, that this is a time period where you answer those long time prayer petitions, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. Oh God, you're making them manifest quickly in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh God, you answer every petition, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. That is within your will, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. I thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. For a quick and swift manifestation, Father God. For all your promises to your people, Father God. Because your promises to your people is yes and amen, Father God. And we give you praise, oh God. We're giving you glory, Father God. Hallelujah. But you're doing it right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. A right now move, Father God. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We give you praise, oh, God. And we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. And we, oh, God, every bit of retaliation and backlash because of these prayers and petitions, Father God, we thank you that it's sent back to the pit of hell right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God. The Father God, hallelujah, restore, restore, restore everything to the tankerworm, the palm of woman, the locust, and the caterpillar has eaten up from your people, Father God. Everything that the enemy has stolen, give it back in this hour, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, we cancel on last today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, and we speak increase over your people today, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. We speak, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. Miracle signs and wonders, Father God. We speak bountiful blessings, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, that you're making us the head and not the tail, above and not the knees. The lenders are not the balls, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. Even as, oh, God, hallelujah, the wealth foundations are open, over top of us, Lord God. The heavens are open over top of us, Lord God. Glory, hallelujah. Everything is accessible to us right now. Everything is attainable to us right now, Father God. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you for the witty invention. Thank you, God. Glory, hallelujah, for the entrepreneurship, Father God. I thank you for your blessing in the businesses, Father God. Letting it be an explosion in the businesses, Father God. Glory to your name, Father God. But we just giving you praise, oh, God, for all things working together for our good, Father God. Hallelujah. Because we love you, Father God, and we are called according to your purpose. And we bless you, Father God, and we thank you, Father God. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah to our King. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. And it is so in Jesus' name. Jesus.
We, your children, we come before you right now, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for sending your son through 42 generations just to redeem us unto you. We thank you, oh God, for keeping us through the night and bringing us to this time right now, oh God, that we may come before your throne and lift up our petition before you and give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. We thank you, oh God, for breathing the breath of life into us, oh God, keeping us in our right mind, Father. We thank you for the use and activities of our lives. We thank you right now, oh God, for the humble abode that you've given us, oh God. We thank you for the food on the table and the clothes on our back. We thank you for the jobs that you've given us, oh God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for those who are retired and receiving that benefit. We thank you right now, oh God, for the peace that we feel, oh God. We thank you for your presence right now, oh God. Father, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you look on our overseer, oh God. And we ask that you bless him as never before, oh God. Continue to lift him up, oh God. Continue to pour into him revelation knowledge, oh God. Continue to order his steps, oh God. Born his territory right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we ask right now that we undergird him, oh God, and follow him as he follows you, oh God. We thank you for the vision of this line right now that could reach many, oh God, and many can come together and praise your name right now, oh God. And I lift up the intercessors, oh God, that have come before you today, oh God. Oh God, remember Evangelist Teasley right now, oh God. Remember her family, oh God. You know her desires, her needs, oh God. When you said in your word, you supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Supply her needs right now, oh God. And even give her some of her wants right now, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, strengthen her body, oh God, right now. And let her continue to run on and proclaim your power and your works right now, oh God. Remember Evangelist Downing right now, Father. You know her need. You said how you look low, beholding the good and the evil. But God, you look on your children, oh God. But you said you never seen the righteous forsaken though they see begging bread. We bring her before you, oh God, to grant her her heart's desire right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind the hand of Satan to come against these requests and the requests that have gone before the throne of God. We bind them right now and send them back to the pit of hell from whence they came. And Father, we ask right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you look on Prophetess Pollard right now. Right now, oh God, we decree and declare, oh God, according to your word, she is healed right now. Oh, no more aches, no more pain, no more diabetes. We claim it in Jesus' name, oh God. You said, ask and it shall be given, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. You said, you have not, but we ask not. Father, we look to the hills which cometh our help. Our help coming from you that made the heaven and earth. Remember your humble servant right now, oh God. Remember her children, oh God. You know the situations that they're in. Father, we ask that you move right now on their behalf right now. Make the crooked road straight. Close the doors that they shouldn't go through. Open the ones that you want them to go through, oh God. And let them understand, oh God, that is your hand, oh God, that has provided in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Continue to bless it, oh God. Continue to anoint her in a special way right now, oh God. Remember your humble servant, Father. Oh God, as I come before you right now, oh God. Take me white as snow, oh God. That's all I ask right now. Any sense of omission, commission that I may have committed that's unpleasing in your sight, we ask that you clean them away right now. Put your love in these spots right now, oh God. I want to be as David was unto you, oh God, as much as your children want to do, men and women after your own heart, oh God. But we want to have the admiration to serve you and the trust in you as Job, oh God. Help us today, Father. Help us stand on the battle line. Let us stand boldly before men and declare your power and your word, oh God. You said you never gave us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. You gave us a whole body of armor to put on, oh God. Let us examine ourselves, oh God, and make sure that we're in our rightful place, oh God. Continue to bind us together, oh God, with love as never before. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We call upon you, Father. for your children need you right now. And Father, we ask that you look on the virtual members and the covenant partners, oh God. You know their desires. You know the mission that you will assign to their hands, oh God. The purpose that's on their life, oh God. Provide for them, Father, as they go into the vineyard to work until it's while it's day, oh God. But when it's night, no man can work. Father, we need your help today. We are weak, but thou art strong. And we look to you, oh God, to help us to go through, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we ask right now that you stay your hand to wrap on this country, on these cities of the United States of America. Give us another chance, oh God, to get your name and your word out, oh God. But we know that you watch over your word to see to it that it perform what you say. It will not go out and return unto you, Lord. Let us speak your words, oh God. Not our words, but your words, oh God. And let us, oh God, lean on our own understanding, but trust, oh God, in your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us, oh God, for the battle is yet to come. Anchor us deeper in you and take us to higher heights in you, oh God. Let us fulfill the purpose that you've assigned to our names, oh God. And Father, we ask that you look upon those behind the prison wall. Go in the prison cells, oh God. Send a word right now, Father, that will prick their hearts and take the scales from their eyes, oh God, and have them see themselves and turn and seek your face, oh God. While we deliver your word, oh God, let your children lift you up and praise, oh God. For you said if you can lift it up, you draw all men unto you. God, we need you today. We can't do it on our own. Oh God, renew our minds daily, oh God, that we may be in your will and in the place that you have us to be, oh God. Father, let us, oh God, love one another as you love us, oh God. And we ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you go to the hospitals, oh God. Go through the rooms in the surgery room, oh God. Guide that doctor's hand, oh God, that he may not make an error. And let him not try to claim your glory, oh God. If you do it in a special way, oh God, that they will have to recognize you, oh God, as a true and living God. And Father, we ask that you go into the nursing home and look on the seniors, oh God. Those of the family who have been disregarded, oh God, and forgotten about. Those who don't have anyone to visit, you visit them, oh God. Love on them right now, Father. Let them know that you're still God and you're still near. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask right now that you go into the mental institution. Touch their minds right now, oh God. Renew their minds, oh God. Let them see things differently, oh God. Let them know that you are there, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And only you can do it, Father. Only you can do it. And Father, I ask on behalf of your children, oh God, that you humble us, oh God, before you right now, that we may serve you, oh God, in spirit and in truth, oh God, that your mission, oh God, is our mission, oh God, and let us lean, oh God, not on ourselves, but trust in you. And Father, we thank you right now for taking care of those in the inclement weather, those that are homeless, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for putting shelters in over their heads, oh God, and those that are hungry for feeding them, God. We thank you, oh God, for those that are sick, you're healing them right now. Oh God, we thank you, oh God, for being our God, for being our Savior. We thank you for loving us even when we don't love ourselves. We thank you, oh God, for when we fall down, you pick us up and dust us off. We thank you, oh God, for the praise on our lips and the song in our heart. We thank you, oh God. We thank you right now. We can't thank you enough, oh God. Let us not look at the things that you do for us, God, as small, but let us thank you for each and everything that you have done, things that you're doing, and things that you're going to do for us. We thank you right now. We thank you, oh God. We ask that you bless, oh God, the trip that you've given your manservant, oh God. Oh God, let the trip be full and prosperous, oh God, for thy kingdom, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Look on Apostle Philemon right now, oh God. Tim and his wife, oh God. Bless them right now, oh God. Bless, oh God, the purpose that you've assigned to them, oh God. Bless the conference that they have coming up, oh God. Bless the one that's coming in Atlanta. The one, oh God, that's coming to Illinois. The one, oh God, that's in Texas. Bless, oh God, all of the events, oh God, that you have to draw your people that don't know you, oh God. But let the fire, oh God, be in there to stir up the ones that's complacent, oh God. Those that are going cold, oh God. Stir up right now. Put running in their feet right now, oh God. For you're on your way back for a Father. We need you right now. Remember the first responders, oh God. The police was on the field, oh God. Oh God. Touch them right now, oh God, and let them have compassion for their fellow man that they serve, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Remember the firefighters, oh God, that put themselves in harm's way. Remember their families, oh God. Keep them safe, oh God. But let them mean, not on their own understanding, but let them know that it was you, God, that did it. Not them, not their training, oh God. Not their fellow man, oh God, but you that have kept them safe, oh God, from all forms of danger and evil. In the mighty name of Jesus. Remember the medical staff, oh God. Keep them safe from all kinds of virus and disease, oh God, that they may continue to serve their fellow man right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember those in uniform in the military, oh God, that's serving in this country and abroad, oh God, that's putting themselves in harm's way. Remember them, oh God. Remember them today, oh God. Remember their families. See to that their needs are met, oh God. For you said, all souls are mine, but the soul that sinners shall die. We know that you love us, oh God. We know that you love us. For order our steps, bridle our tongues, oh God. Let us be the light upon the hill that cannot be hid. And proclaim your name, that you are our Savior. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you right now, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God. Because the battle is coming, it's not ours, it's yours. And we're already winners. We're victorious. And you said in your word that we're more than a conqueror. The battle is yours. And we thank you for it, Father. We thank you for the blessings and the prosperity that your children is going to get and those that have gotten it. We thank you for that, oh God. We thank you for the souls that you're sending in from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Let us be ready to meet and greet our fellow brothers, in the mighty name of Jesus, let us stand in our rightful place, oh God, and work together, one mind, one body, one spirit, and please you, oh God, not please man, but please you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and we thank you, oh God, for receiving, oh God, our requests, our petitions. So let us allow us to come and put them in your hand, the hands of work, because all things are well. God, we thank you in advance right now for what you're doing, for what you've done, and what you're going to do for your people. Continue, oh God, to strengthen us. Keen discernment, oh God. Keen discernment. Yes, Lord. And let your love prevail among us as never before. Let the unity prevail as never before. And we thank you for it right now. And we leave these things in your hands, in the hands of our elder brother, Jesus Christ, who's not a man that he should lie, but a son of man that he needs to repent. What he said, he will fulfill. And we thank you, God, for this time that you've allowed us to come to lift you up, to give you praise, honor, and glory. And these things we decree and declare, and it's done in the mighty matchless name of Jesus Christ. We say amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you on today. Father, we thank you for your word. You said in your word in the book of Romans 8 and 28, you said, and we know that all things work together for good to them who are the called. according to your purpose. You said in your word in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Father, we're standing on the word of God that you will cover the minds of your people in the name of Jesus and direct them in the right pathway in the name of Jesus. Lead us and guide us, Lord, that your perfect will shall be done in us and through us. You said in your word in Luke 18:1, unto this end, that men ought to always to pray and to not faint. God, we're in a season where there are many people that have fainted along the way. But, Lord, we're going to stay steadfast, unremovable, abounding in the word and the things of you. You said in your word in Psalm 139:24, God, you said in your word, before we pray, you have already heard. While we're yet waiting, you have already responded. Father, we thank you right now for responding to the needs and the calls and the cries of your people in the name of Jesus. Father, you heard our distresses. You heard our pain in the name of Jesus. Now, God, remove the heavy burden throughout the nations and the world that the enemy has called upon the lives of your people even now in the name of Jesus. We speak and decree and declare to the winds, Lord, that move through the south and the winds that move through the east and the wind that move through the west and the wind that move through the north, God, over the family, over the seven continents, God, show your mighty hand and show your mighty power. You said in your word, the eyes of you go to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on the behalf of them that are perfect toward you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for turning the captivity of the hand of the enemy away from the people of God, even now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind up the strong man that sits at the seat of the cerebellum in the cerebium of the mind of your people, God. We bind in and overruling every negative thought that will come into the mind to cause people to feel confused about their identity and who they are in you and through you, even the more in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said in your word in the book of Isaiah 40:28, you said, how thou not known, how thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the end of the earth, and neither faint it not, neither is weary. There's no searching your understanding. You give power to the faint, and to them that have no might, you increase the strength. You say, even the young shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. He said, but they that wait upon you, God, you shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint in the mighty name of Jesus. Cover us, God. Cover territories in the land, God, that have been violated by perverted, polluted, and demonic activity in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said in Psalms 119:89, you said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. You said in verse 105, that the word of God is a light unto our feet. It's a lamp unto our pathway. You said in 133, order our steps in your word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over us. You said in your word in Psalm 119:130, that the word, the entrance of the word giveth light. God, we stand on the light of your word in the name of Jesus. You said in your word in Isaiah 10:27, and it shall come to pass that in that day that the yoke shall be taken off our shoulder and the burden from around our neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing, God. Let your anointing saturate the intercessors and the prayer warriors and the ministry gift, God. You cover them, Lord. You strengthen them. In the name of Jesus, let a fresh wind fall on them, God. In the name of Jesus, let your power cover them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you said the word in Isaiah 54:17. You said, no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. You said, every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, it shall
Jesus. Father, we stand on the word of God. You said every tongue that rises up against it in judgment, it shall be condemned. You said this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, and that righteousness is of you, says the Lord. Father, we thank you right now for the power of turning things around. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you said in your word in Isaiah 55 and verse number 6, you said, seek ye the Lord while you may be found, and call upon you while you are near. You said, let the wicked man forsake his ways and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto you, Lord, and you will have mercy upon him. To our God, you would abundantly pardon us. You said, your thoughts are not our thoughts, neither your ways our ways, says the Lord. You said, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are our thoughts. You said, as the rain coming down and the snow from heaven, and return it not back, God, but waters the earth and make it to bring forth the bud. You give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. You said, so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It shall not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that which is pleased. It shall prosper in the thing thereto you sent it. God, you said in your word in Psalms 107 and 20, Lord, you sent your word, and you healed them, and you delivered them from all destruction. In the name of Jesus, Father, we lift up those that are dealing with infirmities in their body to find consequences of their past. We lifted up those that have infirmities in their body from holding on to things in their past. We lifted up those that got infirmity in their body from holding on to unforgiveness. We lifted up those that are carrying infirmities in their body, God, from based upon anger, unforgiveness, malice, strife, bitterness, resentment. God, we lifted up those who have infirmity in their body that's taking over pain of other people. In the name of Jesus, God, touch them right now. We lifted up those that dealing with infirmities in their body from incidents and accidents, Lord Jesus, seen and unseen, God. You touch them right now. Move by your power, God. Give them a breakthrough right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we lifted up those that are dealing with psychotropic medication, God, that's triggering reaction to other organs in that body, God. Heal those organs. Set them free. Deliver right now in the name of Jesus. God, we lifted up those that are dealing with COPD, ADHD, mental health issues, in the name of Jesus. Bipolar issues, in the name of Jesus. Doctor, touch them right now. Those dealing with thyroid myalgia, spinal cord disorder, overactive bladder, overactive thyroid, in the name of Jesus. Those that are struggling with vertigo and carpal tunnel, God, in the name of Jesus. Overactive kidneys, in the name of Jesus. God, you move over them today. You heal them today, God. Do something supernaturally in them and through them, God. We lifting up those that are dealing with cancer in their body, God. We rebuking breast cancer, God. We rebuking prostate cancer, God. We rebuking pancreatic cancer, God. We're coming against lung cancer, God. We rebuking liver cancer, God. We come against brain cancer, God. We're binding up bone cancer, God. We come against ovarian cancer. We come against renal cancer, tongue cancer. In the name of Jesus, God, go inside and touch them, God, and any pre-existing conditions, God, that they're faced with in their body, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come against those who are dealing with sexually transmitted diseases, God, in their body, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch them, God. Heal them, God. Send a healing anointing over them. Send a healing anointing in the land. Send a healing anointing in our community. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for what you're doing right now. We bring every demonic spirit under arrest right now. We send a veto notice to every diabolical spirit. We come against demonic landmines and traps that are being set for your children. I come against the trafficking spirit. We're buying up against demonic trafficking, human trafficking now. In the name of Jesus, expose the hand of the enemy, God. In the name of Jesus, and Father, we thank you right now that you're moving over the people, God. Now, God, move over the finances of your people, God. Touch them now. Somebody need a financial breakthrough, God. In the name of Jesus, make a way for them. make a way. Give them provision, Lord. Give them a provision in the economic and financial area. God, trust that businessman and businesswoman right now. In the name of Jesus, prosper them going. Prosper them going in and coming out. Father, we thank you for it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you're worthy of the praise. In Jesus' mighty name. And now by the power of God, and by the authority of God, and by the ability of Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, thank God, hallelujah, it is so. Amen to the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on today. Thank you, God, for blessing your people. Hallelujah. It is so in the name of the Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, men and women of God, we bless the Lord for many of you on today. And we thank God once again for the season that God has ordered you to be blessed. The season that God has ordered for you to be blessed. I'm thanking God for you on today. I stand on the word for many of you in this time where everything is spiraling out of control. God is still on the throne and he's still moving in your life and for your life in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Those who pray today, release the oil of the word. I'll give you opportunity to release. If the Lord had given you something for, whether through a word of knowledge, word of wisdom, word of encouragement, word of exhortation, prophetic word, interpretation of the tongue, I want to give you an opportunity.